What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Sliding into the guest chair is Frank Martin, the UMass men's basketball head coach, to talk about some of his experiences. And if you've seen, there was a SportsCenter special on him. He's dealt with some of these issues in his own life. So Frank Martin, head coach of UMass basketball, passing Lisa Sherber, the little bundle of energy, the pocket of energy bringer. Hey, Frank, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, my man. Pleasure.
We'll get his microphone
like a man,
on.
I was like a man who comes in wearing a handsome Cuban shirt and a Sox cap, Andy.
Yeah, he looks good. He looks good.
Good look. Yeah, you're looking good, sir. You look good. How are you feeling?
It's the heritage. I can't help myself.
So, you know, I watched the SportsCenter special on you, which was really enlightening, and it's interesting bringing that perspective to this world where miracles are needed, whether they're miracles, whether they're financial miracles, because I'm a believer that if you can get a lot of people to give a lot of money, that can help miracles along, or you can get geniuses that really have some knowledge that can spread that with that money. What does all this mean to you?
Means a lot. It's you know, when you go through a situation like I went through, and you know, my life's pretty public the way it is because of my job, and
right.
And I always felt that that was a chapter that I need to keep private. And my wife, who's here, she's over here somewhere. She, I got home one day, and you know, and I said to her, I got a call about sharing this story, and Steve Lapis, the old basketball coach, his daughter was doing those kind of shows for ESPN, and she says, "You're being selfish not sharing your story," and I was like, "Come on!" And she's like, "You're being selfish. You need to do that." So I thought about it, and she's right, and I released it, and the amount of feedback I got was unbelievable as far as people thanking me for giving them hope, for sharing that chapter of my life publicly. Shortly after, my mother-in-law was diagnosed with breast cancer. So I just felt that there was a calling from that moment that I needed, and my wife and I connected to get as involved as we can with anything to do fighting cancer. And so from that point on, I've been fortunate. My wife put on an incredible event when we were down in Columbia, South Carolina. We raised close to $1 million in our time down there. I'm on the board of directors of Coaches Versus Cancer, which is a fabulous organization where all us college basketball coaches, you know, we're competitive in recruiting. We're competitive in trying to beat each other up. But we, when it comes to this, we join forces. And so anything I can ever do to be of help for such a great organization like the Jimmy Fund. I was telling Ken Laird, because, you know, he was at Northeastern, student at Northeastern when I started, and 25 years ago when I started working over there. And I just moved up here from Miami. I was used to, like, my Cuban shirts and all
right,
this.
Right, right.
I get to Boston. I don't know a soul up here other than Leo Papil. And keep hearing about the Jimmy Fund, the Jimmy Fund. I had no idea what it was. And now we hit fast forward 25 years, and I'm sitting here with you guys, and super excited to be here in support of it.
Well, it's great. You know, obviously, you know, for a lot of people, they may think of cancer and college basketball coaches, and obviously when your ranks several decades ago, Jimmy Valvano
absolutely
is taken from us, and he becomes an icon and a peak of inspiration himself as well. It's incredible work to keep doing, but you know, on a regular basis, your job is to affect the lives of many younger people, young men as well, to try to lead them and inspire them. And you know what I'd like to just sort of know, like, what from the Jimmy Fund have you learned that has sort of like affected you as, you know, a person and as a coach, and how you're able to sort of like take their message and their positivity and then spread it to others?
It's when you get in this world of coaching, and we're in such a difficult time in the profession of coaching because there's an expectation that everything is about wins and losses. Mm-hmm. And we sign up for the job, so we understand that that comes with it.
Of course.
But the reality, when you get involved with something like the Jimmy Fund or the Jimmy V Foundation or all these incredible cancer foundations, you realize the power of giving. And that's all I try to share with our players because teenagers, and I got three of them right now. One's 25. The other two are teenagers, but children, that is. Their whole world revolves around, look at me, look at me, look at me. And getting our players involved in as many environments as I possibly can. And I've learned that being a father.
Yep.
So they can comprehend that at the end of the day, the power is who you can help, not how many wins and losses they put next to your name. You know, that's wins and losses professionally. That's my job. As a human being, the day my time is over, if they only speak about my career basketball record, that's pretty sad. And that's what I try to share with our players. So they can make sure that they comprehend that the more they give, the more they're going to get back as they go on their journey, wherever it takes them through their sports.
It's funny when I'm hearing you talk, and we visited the Dana-Farber Clinic a few weeks ago, and you saw just the teamwork and the start to finish. And you hear the parents talk about it's the people, the guy in the parking garage or whoever let you up the all the way to the top. And I feel like that's what you as a coach, that's what Mike Vrabel, that's what Alex Cora, it doesn't matter what sport, mm-hmm. a coach wants to build a culture where the star player respects the equipment guy, respects the trainer, and they're all working in one direction. And I feel like that's something that, you know, you'd think, well, Dana-Farber is nothing like UMass Hoops, is nothing like but it's all teamwork. You all, there's a goal in mind. You know, yours is to win games. Theirs is to treat the patient and get them to the next step. And I think that culture word is really interesting. That's such a part of the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber.
Absolutely. We're all trying to win.
Right. Right.
Whatever our competition is, we're trying to win. And with the folks, like everyone, like it used to be, let's beat cancer. And then it became, let's create the knowledge so people can get checked up, so the quicker we find that we've made incredible progress and all that. And the one thing that no one ever talks about is the family members that have to support the person that's going through the fight. A lot of times they got to leave their jobs. And when you have places like the Dana-Farber place where that care that's provided for the individual, mm-hmm. For that family that's going through a difficult moment, they might lose their jobs. It's like there's so much that goes into it, that support and that spirit so much needed. But as coaches, we want to win. And that's where I'm telling you, we will. You go on the recruiting trail of college basketball, and it's hard, man. We're in a fight with each other to go sign the next best player. And now in today's world, you're trying to keep your player. So after every year, you're like fighting guys off your team. That same competitive edge that we all have, we bond. And I think as coaches, when I say coaches, I'm talking in general, whether it's an NFL coach like Vrabel or Cora or, you know, any of these guys. It doesn't matter. I think everyone comes together because we want to bring our – think about it. We've put people on the moon. We've created the internet. I can figure out where I'm at in some back street in Oklahoma through my phone how to get to some palm tree somewhere.
Right. Twinkies.
With Twinkies. Think about that. And here we are years and years and years, and we still haven't been able to find that cure. But we've made incredible progress, and it's like everything else. This ain't the time to stop the fight. You got to turn this thing up even more now because we're so much closer, and we got to go finish this job.
Boy, I got to tell you, listening to you makes me just want to buy some season tickets to UMass basketball and get behind you. And I know it's, like you said, it's a very challenging landscape these days, obviously. Transfer portal and more schools that came from out of nowhere becoming competitive these days. How is the program looking right now, and what do fans have to look forward to this year from UMass basketball?
Yeah, it's I'm super excited. I mean, last year was unfortunately, the moment we're in right now, you can take a step back because mm-hmm. you lose all your good players like we did a year ago.
Yep.
But you can fix it right away too. It's a two-way street. I know our administration and the people who run the UMass school system. I'm fortunate that they came calling and mm-hmm. gave me this opportunity. I started my college coaching career at Northeastern right down the road here.
Yep.
I remember A-Rod was playing with Seattle at the time, and I knew him since he was a little kid. He actually would come in and practice with my team when I was a high school coach out wow. in South Florida. And I came to his first game, not his first game, his first game here while I'm living in town. And I remember walking, and I'll never forget, they're playing Seattle. He's a great guy, not from up here, not understanding anything. And everyone's chanting, "Yankees suck." And we're playing the Mariners. I'm like, what's going on here? I learned real quick what was going on. But yeah. It's a great time. The people that hired me, they want us to be good again. They you think about Jack Lehman and Julius Erving and Al Skinner and all the greatness.
Marcus Camby, a lot of great
and
players.
What Calipari did yep. there, you know, Cal's become a friend. And I leaned on him before I made my decision to take the job. And listening to him, the love he had for this place, for the state, this area of the state, I said, I got to do this. And my wife's an alum. So one of the great things that my children – because of my career, they've always heard Frank this, Final Fours and championship and this and that, whatever. They didn't understand, like, how successful their mother was. And she gave up her career to help me chase mine. And going to Massachusetts and having them see how successful an athlete she was and her past and what she's all about, it's even solidified our family even more. So it's I'm super excited. 2 years ago, we finished top four in the A-10 for the first time and since like 04 or something like that. Wow. Unfortunately, we lost our two all-conference players and our best three-point shooter. It's part of the new world. But we've got a fun.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Team coming in this year, and I'm super excited. I think we got a chance to be really good.
All right, Coach Frank Martin, UMass Hoops. We appreciate you joining us. We'll be watching. We'll be rooting, and we appreciate the passion you bring to the show today, the Jimmy Fund, and everything that's going
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely, thank you guys. Appreciate
good,
you.
Good luck this season, Coach. Sir.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.